Oh, fuck, I think I'm close. Are you about to come too? Okay. Do you think you can hold it a bit longer? I'm gonna come soon. Are you sure? I don't want you to accidentally come inside me. I'm coming. Oh, fuck, keep still. Okay, pull out. Take off the condom. You can come on my back. Here, I'll just turn around. Yeah, come whenever you're ready. I already came, so you can take your time. Oh, yeah. There it is. Oh, that feels like a lot. Wow. You done back there? Great. Could you grab a towel? I have a couple in my closet. Just open that door over there. Yeah, that one. Do you see them? There are a couple hanging on the thingy. Yeah, behind my cheer uniform, on your left. No, other left. There you go. Now get back here. I don't want you snooping around my closet. Be a doll and wipe the cum off, won't you? Thanks. Did you get it all? Good. Now get back up here and cuddle me. Well, at least there's one advantage, my parents being out of town on graduation night. I can fuck you in my own bed without fear of getting caught. Honestly, though, I can't believe we didn't hook up before graduation. It's so weird, isn't it? How we took similar classes and went to the same house parties, but we've never really gotten to know each other. At least, until now. Who did you hang out with, anyway? Right, yeah. The smart kids. Makes sense. I mean, hanging out with them paid off, didn't it? You had smart friends, you absorbed some of their smartness into yourself, and now look at you, headed off to Stanford next year. Hey, I have a question about the smart kids. Do you guys ever compete about who's smarter? Some friendly competition? Like, okay, as a pretty girl, I see other pretty girls subtly competing at parties and stuff to see who's more attractive. Do the smart kids do that too? Oh, cool. Okay. That's consoling. Good to know that the smart kids are as petty about being smart as the attractive people are about being attractive. I don't know why I'm so curious about the smart kids. I guess, deep down, I kind of wish I was one. I mean, I'm smart. I know that. Just look at that beautiful summa cum laude sash on the floor by my dress. But I wasn't really associated with being smart while we were in school. Yeah, when you look and talk like I do, people just kind of assume you're dumb by default. I've come to terms with it. Maybe I should have started wearing glasses sooner, huh? shut up. The glasses only look porny if you think about it that way. God, I know we just graduated, but sometimes I wish I could go back to freshman year, you know? Just start over, do things differently. I mean, I wouldn't change everything. Like, I would still join the cheer team and whatnot, but I would have been more me. I don't know. Am I being too sappy? I guess what I'm trying to say is that I wish I got to show people that I'm more than just how I'm perceived. That I'm more than my appearance. I mean, look at me. I practically look like my stereotype. Prom queen, cheerleader who babysits and drives a white Jeep. People don't exactly think I have depth of character. I mean, yeah, it's fun to be pretty, but the one thing nobody talks about is that when you look like this, people reduce you to nothing but your looks. And sometimes it makes me wonder if that's all I am and all I'm meant to be. Like, sometimes it feels as if my appearance is a cage I can't break from, and my depth as a person is trapped inside. I am being too sappy, aren't I? Would you rather I just shut up about my woes and suck your cock again? Seriously, shut me up if you want me to stop rambling. You still want to talk? Like, actually get to know me? Is this some ruse for you to get into my pants? Right, you already did. So, you legitimately want to talk to me? Yeah, I know that's the third time I asked. It's just, I guess I'm a little shocked. Usually when I hook up with guys, we have the usual, that was fun, pillow talk, and leave. Oh, shush, you're gonna make me cry. I like talking to you too. Okay, I've been going on about myself for way too long. How about you? Would you have changed anything about high school? Come on, you're class president and valedictorian. What could you possibly want to happen differently? You're a bit of a nerd, sure, but that's hardly a problem. Oh. Right, your parents weren't at graduation either. Sorry. No, I know how you feel. I think I'm the only one in our whole class who knows how you feel. Yeah, my mom's at some meeting at the CDC or whatever, and my dad is in Prague or Sydney or something. Business meetings. Where are yours? Wow, we really do have a lot in common, having to tough it out on our own. At least we're both smart, right? You actually think I'm smart? I was only joking when I said that. You really think so? Really? Okay, I know. That's the second time I've asked the same question 3 times in a row. But seriously, I'm shocked. It means a lot coming from you. To hear that you think I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm so glad we got the chance to talk like this before we had to go to separate colleges. I know we're only really getting to know each other just now, but I seriously mean it when I say that I'm feeling a connection with you. I just want to... Hmm. even better than the first time. I feel like I can actually be myself around you, and I know that I should have felt that before the first time we had sex, but I just totally feel it now, and I want you more than ever, and I... Right. Whew, right. I was rambling. Good job on shutting me up. Why don't you shut me up some more? I want to taste you as much as possible before we have to leave each other. Do you think you have another round in you? I want to go again. I really want you. No, it's not. It's not that I'm super horny. Well, I am super horny. But it's not just that. No, I want to go again because I want you. I don't just want to get off. I want you. I want to come with you. I want you inside me. And now I want you to feel something. Give me your hand. This is how what I am. This is how what you make me. Yeah, I know. It's wetter than earlier. Is that a problem? Good. Because if it were a problem, it would be your fault anyway. Fuck, rub me right there. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck, you can't rub my clit without... Oh, yeah, without warning. Oh, what? No, I don't want you to stop. Are you crazy? Keep going. Oh, exactly as you were. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come again? Oh, you're gonna make me come so hard. Oh, kiss me. I want to taste you while you make me come. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. I'm so close. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Oh, I want you to look at me while I come. Oh, I want you to see what you do to me. Oh, fuck. feel so good. Oh. Oh, fuck, you're perfect. I feel like I can really be myself around you. I feel like I can be truly vulnerable and yet feel so safe. I don't know if that makes any sense, but this just feels right. And I can also feel how hard you are against my leg. No, don't be embarrassed. I like it. Besides, your cock has already been inside me. What's wrong with it rubbing against me? All nice and hard. It lets me know that I'm doing a good job. Here, let me take care of you. I want to make you feel as good as you just made me feel. Just lay back and feel my soft little lips kiss you. Down to your chest. To your stomach. Around your thighs. And finally, on your cock. For some reason, you taste better now than earlier. Maybe it's because I can taste a hint of my pussy from our first round. The way you look at me. You look at me like I'm more than just some hot hookup. Like you care. And it just makes me want to suck you harder. I don't know what this feeling is, but oh, it feels right. Sharing this moment with you, finally, after 4 long years. I feel like this definitely should have happened sooner. Oh, you twitched again. What is it? Do you like it when I put you all the way in the back of my throat? Just like this. Oh, that's what I thought. Here, I'll do it again. Just for you. Oh, yeah. I know you love that. My warm little throat. But I think I've recovered from my orgasm now, and I really want you inside me, if that's okay. Then pin me down and fuck me. Wait, where are you going? Oh, you don't have to wear a condom this time if you don't want to. No, I'm serious. I said I wanted to feel you inside me, and I meant it. Yeah. Like I said, I really feel a connection towards you, but that's mental. Right now, I want to feel an actual connection. Physically. No barriers. Nothing. I want to feel you, to connect with you, and if you're up to it, maybe you could come inside me too. You'd like that? Then what are you waiting for? My legs are spread and I'm fucking ready. Don't hold back. Oh, holy shit. Oh, that feels fucking amazing. Oh, sorry if I'm gripping a bit tightly. I'm just really turned on. Oh, you look so hot on top of me. Oh, come here. I wanna. Oh, fuck, you taste perfect. And your cock is touching me in all the right places. Oh, you feel so amazing inside me. And doing this without the condom was a great fucking move. Oh, this is even hotter than the first time. Harder. Oh, you have me pinned down. You might as well go as hard as you can. Come on. Oh, I know you love doing this to your favorite cheerleader. Your favorite hot, smart, tight cheerleader. Oh, you want me to turn around? Oh, you don't even have to ask. Just turn me over. I'm yours. Oh, come on, fuck me hard. Oh, don't think about it. Just do it. Oh, stop teasing me. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, please. I'm already on all fours. Oh, what more do you want me to do? Beg? Please come back inside me. I need to feel your cock in my tight little pussy. Please. I'm throbbing here. I'm dripping like a jar of fucking honey. Please. Ah, oh, please, please, I need you. Ah. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Fuck, I'm so wet. You just slid right in. And you're getting even deeper now. Pull my hair. Oh, pull my soft prom queen hair. Let me know that you love it. Oh, that you love it as much as I do. No. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, can you feel how wet I am? Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Don't hold back. Harder. 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 I want you to fuck my brains out. Ah, oh, fuck my smart little brains out. Ah, oh, fuck, my legs are shaking. Oh, and I'm squirting all over your cock. Oh, don't stop. Oh. Oh. Forward. Kiss me. Pull my hair back if you have to. I want to taste. Oh, I want to taste you while you make me come a third time. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm getting so close. Are you getting close too? Oh, yeah. Oh, then don't hold back. Come inside me whenever you're ready. I'm coming. I can feel your cock pulsing inside me. You feel so good. Wait, can we stay like this for a bit? I don't want to miss a single drop. And I want to feel you as much as possible. I want to stay connected. Kiss me. Oh, kiss me while we're like this. I know I keep saying this, but I feel like I can really be myself when I'm with you. I can be real. When I'm around you, it's like I can act the way I do when I'm alone. I like being alone with you, if that makes sense. This is so much better than some lame grad party. I'm gonna go get a glass of water from the kitchen. After all that, I seriously need to rehydrate. I'll get you some water too. And maybe an energy bar? You're gonna need it when we go for a third round. Oh, you heard me. You and I are gonna go again. And again. And again. As much as we can both take. We only have a summer left with each other. And I want to make the most of that time.